This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and today we chat some cycling. We head back to Finland, just west of Helsinki. Aku Oya joining us. Aku, welcome back. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Brad. Good to talk to you again.
Aku, you spend lots of time on the indoor trainer. Do you get to ride much outdoors, or do you prefer? I mean, if you had the choice, would you ride indoors or would you ride outdoors?
I'm kind of a freak in the way that I actually enjoy training indoors, be it bike or running. Cycling, living in the city here and doing workouts midweek, it's just that much more efficient doing it indoors than getting out. Like if you have 60 minutes to use for training, I don't want to use 20 minutes to get out from the city to open roads, then ride for a while and then get myself back home again. That would be time wasted.
As far as the difference between training on an indoor trainer and training on the road, do you find that it doesn't really make much of a difference to you that when you get to race day and it's time in the saddle regardless, even though it's not as smooth possibly as on an indoor trainer, do you find that is an issue?
I haven't found it as issue. Unsurprisingly good at handling my bike given the time I spend indoors. I feel confident even in the winds or stuff like that. And with the rolling hills or shifting winds, I'm able to produce pretty solid powers in the wanted range. So it's not too much of an issue for me riding indoors in that sense.
You talk about, when we spoke about your swim, you said you don't swim that much. From a bike perspective, do you find that you spend a fair amount of time on the bike?
Yes. That obviously gets a lot of my attention, given it's the longest part in the race also, and it also builds up for the run. So it takes a good amount of my training. Yeah.
What do you love about the bike?
What do I love? That's an interesting question. It is the sensation of speed when you get a good tailwind or a nice downhill, and you're still able to maintain your power with good gearing. It feels really nice to flying on the road with your own engine.
What do you hate about the bike?
Crappy weather. I don't enjoy riding in the rain or stuff like that. Actually did my one ride outdoors not too far ago, and it ended up raining, and it was just miserable. I hated myself a couple of days after that.
You and me both. I'm a fair weather cyclist, Darku. If the sun's not shining, I find it very hard to go out on the bike. I must be brutally honest. What would you say has given you the biggest gains on the bike in your triathlon career?
Well, equipment-wise, it must be getting that indoor trainer, but workout-wise, I would say those nasty VO2 sessions early in the season. With those, I can really crank up my power numbers, functional threshold power, everything. And then after that period, we can change the workouts in a more strength-oriented and race-specific work and stuff like that. But yeah, early season VO2 sessions, I found out that those really give me a huge boost on the bike.
What's your favorite workout? I mean, you talk about those VO2s as the biggest gains, but what do you absolutely love doing, that when your coach sends you your program, you go, yep, I'm chuffed, I get to do that again?
Well, yeah, I would say it's, again, those same sessions because, yeah, riding like 2 hours endurance, really easy. you just talk to yourself like, yeah, I get the benefits from this. This is great. But when I get to the point where I know I have this certain weeks of really tough work to do on the bike, I kind of feel pumped up and ready to go and see how I fare against last season on those tough intervals. And when I do well, the feeling is really good. So, yeah, I love those short, hard efforts on the bike.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to catching up with you once again when we chat about your run. Aku, thank you for your time today, and take care.
Okay, bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.